been expecting that someone would be diagnosed at this point. It was just inevitable.
Amanda Dorito is overseeing COVID-19 communications for USU and says one of the confirmed cases is a USU employee who has not been on the Logan campus for more than 14 days. The other person, a student who lives off campus.
We rely on people to report to us if they've been tested and if they've been tested and they're positive. We've tried to track them down and get people to report. These are the first two that turned out to not be rumors.
USU is using information gathered through an online questionnaire about COVID-19 cases to make sure employees are receiving adequate human resource services and students who test positive are receiving medical care. Dorito says the questionnaire is also helping direct decisions to serve the Logan and statewide USU campus system.
Providing all kinds of information to make sure we know what needs to be done, if we need to do some additional cleaning. It also provides to the president and other decision makers so that we can consider that in the bigger decisions of how to go about continuing the remote learning environment if certain things need to be closed or changed.
USU is still operating in level 2 of their infectious disease response plan. President Noel Cockett announced the university is preparing for the potential of county health officials taking actions in the future that would move USU to level 1 status. That is when USU administrators will identify which employees will provide essential on-site functions. Reporting from the Logan campus, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.